So, Sergeant Holtz, what happened with this person here in Austin?
Right. Well, we received a phone call from the subject in Austin and stated that she had received a phone call from somebody claiming to be from the Social Security Administration and had a problem with her account in Texas, and that her Social Security funds were being placed on hold, resolved, and that she would be receiving a call from the Indiana State Police in a short time. And they even gave the number that she would receive that phone call from, and it was a local Indiana State, or excuse me, a local Indiana number. A short time later, she did receive a phone call from that number. The caller ID even identified it as Indiana State Police. However, it was not the Indiana State Police. And luckily, she didn't give them too much information and hung up eventually. But very scary. It happens all the time throughout not just Indiana, but across the country. And we just want to alert people to the dangers of these types of scams.
Is this the first time that you guys have seen something where it actually where it can show up on the caller ID identifying as Indiana State Police?
No, it's not. It's happened before, and you know, it's not. It may not be the Indiana State Police that they could be with the computer technology and the way phone systems work now. They can call and basically make them caller ID say whatever they want to say. So people need to remember that. Just because caller ID says one thing does not mean that's actually who's calling or where they're calling from. You can receive a phone call showing that it's from your local hometown in Indiana, and the call can actually be being placed from on the other side of the world.
And of course, it's never a good idea to give out personal info over the phone.
Right. Never give any personal information, date of birth, anything to do with your bank accounts or a credit card number, anything like that, unless you actually know who you're calling and speaking with. Those things can happen over the phone. There are times when it's appropriate. But if you receive a call from somebody that it just doesn't seem right or you don't know who they are and they solicited you, don't give them that information over the phone. Just hang up.
And what to do if you feel like you've been victimized? Can you just call the state police?
Right. Call the state police or your local police department. It depends as far as what happened, what can be done. Sometimes it's very difficult for anything to happen. But, yes, call us. Call your local police. If it's involving the scam involves a federal agency like the IRS or the Social Security Administration, they have their own numbers and their own emails that you should call and report to them.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.